Love-Inspired Suspense and Harper Audio present Cold Case Target by Jessica R. Patch. Performed by Courtney Patterson. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. To Meredith Tipton, your grief, coupled with your love and trust in Jesus, has been inspiring to me. One day, all tears will cease, and you will see him again. Until then, you have impacted so many lives, and continue to do so by your faith that is anchored in the hope of Christ Jesus. 1. Beau Brighton had finally solved his first case, and not one to sneeze at either. Fender Industries' CFO had been embezzling millions, and Beau had found the money trail earlier today. An arrest had been made, and bringing a jerk like Claude Morrison to justice had felt amazing. Maybe he was cut out for private investigating. Even if the Texas media and his father thought it was yet another one of his grand adventures to pacify time. Let them talk. He'd helped a company, been on the good guy's side for once. That was new. Doing something worthwhile. Only 3.5 months ago, the week of Christmas, to be exact, he'd had a serious wake-up call about his life when he'd been suspected of serial murders. One that led him to surrendering his life to the Lord and then going into a partnership in a PI business with his longtime best friend, Rhodes Spencer, who'd launched Second Chance Investigations on the side of his day job, aftermath recovery with his brothers. Beau had always admired the Spencer men, especially Rhodes. He'd been a former homicide detective for Cedar Springs, Texas, before going to work for Spencer Aftermath Recovery and Grief Counseling Services. Rhodes had hit a rough patch in his life, too, but had never given up. Beau admired that most. Beau had also admired Rhodes' twin sister, Sissy. More than he should have. But she didn't do crime scene cleanup. Blood made her squeamish. She'd once fainted when her oldest brother, Stone, punched Beau in the nose and blood sprayed everywhere, including her face. He'd had it coming. But she never held his shortcomings against his sister, Coco. When Coco lost her fiancé in a drowning accident 2 weeks into the new year, during a winter glamping trip to McKinley Falls State Park, Sissy had been there to help her through the past 3 months. His mind wandered as he drove back to their dude ranch in the Texas Hill Country, between Cedar Springs and Austin. He'd received word from Rhodes that the upcoming birthday party the Brighton family was hosting at their estate was doubling as a wedding proposal from Stone Spencer to his Texas Ranger girlfriend, Emily O'Connell, the birthday girl herself. They'd gotten together this past Christmas. The upcoming proposal had put Coco on his mind again. She hadn't been able to get out of bed after her fiancé, Kiefer's, drowning. But with Sissy's counseling, Coco was now showering and dressing. She had even started to paint again. But the proposal might hit her hard, and Beau wanted to give her a heads up so she had time to prepare. The gate to their Texas dude ranch and estate was open, and Reggie wasn't in the guard shack. Odd. Maybe he'd gone into the employees' wing to the restroom. Beau drove past the gate, noticing the contractor and his crew had finally arrived to work on the guest cabins. These days, people wanted rustic to be chandeliers and old farm tables, not cowboy foil packets over an open fire. If the ranch wanted the business, they needed to supply the demand. Beau followed the wending drive behind the house to the guest house. Though it was usually reserved for important friends of their family, Coco had moved out there after Kiefer had died. Beau had tried to convince her that isolating herself wasn't healthy and that they had their own wings in the main house. She would have privacy. But she wanted seclusion. Randall McDonough, who ran the day-to-day operations on the ranch, saw to it she had what she wanted. Beau's opinion had been kicked to the curb. Beau let himself in the front door.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?